Well, good morning. It is, what, 6:10 a.m. on Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. 29 degrees, which is like negative 1.7. It's like the opposite of what it was yesterday. On the other side of zero. 87% humidity. And foggy. I always assumed if it was going to be foggy, there'd be a much higher percentage of humidity. But this really shows my ignorance of meteorological phenomena and their criteria. As I commence a stroll through a suburb of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the suburb cast? That doesn't start with P. It's unacceptable. This may happen with more frequency, who knows? So I need to come up with a name for what this is, but yeah, so last night we went to Halloween 2, Muse and I, to a place called Vault 31. And it's so many things to unpack about this place. First of all, the event was very cool. It wasn't a big, huge thing. There may have been 20 people there, 20, 30 people tops. And that was through the course, the cycle of the evening. But Muse had this brilliant idea to, because we were dressing up as demons. So she said, what if we had like roses or carnations and we gave them out in exchange for a soul and we'll have them sign a contract and that's brilliant. We absolutely had to do that, so I grabbed a bunch of red carnations from the local Safeway. She wrote up the contract and had the clipboard with a pen, a quill pen for the crow feather. And we made the scene and started handing out flowers and getting signatures. And by golly, we got through just about all of them. I had several dozen, a couple dozen. Carnations, at least. We gave out most of them. So we got our quota of souls. And this place. So, Vault 31 is a reference to Fallout, one of the popular video games out there. And this place is all about the video games. There must have been, counting in my head here, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, easily a dozen or more big screen plasma, listen to me, LED, high res, whatever, high def, 4K, there we go, television screens strewn about the place. And they had a vault of video games going back to like the PS2 and Nintendo and Sony, PlayStation, no, that's PS, what else, Xbox, all the consoles for like a decade or more. And, you know, a vast array of the games that were played on those consoles. And you could, for either $10 or proof of vaccination, rent one of those games. They'd give you the controllers, you belly up to the bar, you get your drink, and then give you a controller and point you to the screen you're playing on, and away you go. And you're drinking, you're eating pub food. Looked like they had really good pub food. Their calzones looked like to die for. Beautiful. And you're off and running playing Diablo 3 or whatever the heck your pleasure is. And I'm looking at this place, and it's like, when I When I was 18, here we go again. But I mean, when I was 18, we didn't have TRS-80s, man. No, we did not. I was learning Fortran, for crying out loud, on a teletype machine. But now there's a bar that's themed around video games, and all my fellow brother and sister geeks and nerds who are adults and like beer or whiskey or cocktails and pub food and video games can now go to a place and enjoy all of those things. What a world we live in. It's oh man alive. And holy crap, Muse looked good last night. This is what she does to me. Sometimes I feel like I don't know how to deal with this incredible good fortune. But God, that's beautiful. Nice patio lights, folks. How to describe this? When you're so happy about something that you'll do anything, not anything, but you really, really want to make sure that the other person involved knows how happy you are, and rather just expressing happiness through being happy, you articulate, God, I am so happy, or God, I love you so much, or blah, 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 blah. And eventually it feels like the words become not redundant or even superfluous, just, or maybe both, I don't know. I'm just finding ways to finding ways to express myself and express my feelings to Muse. Maybe that's not the issue. Maybe I just need to chill. What a shock. Dave needs to chill? Yeah, Dave definitely needs to chill. But I feel this need to affirm my feelings. Like how damn beautiful she is. And how much I love her, and I guess I just don't want those sentiments to lose relevance, to by through repetition have them become meaningless. I don't know. She did look good though. Holy crap. So, it was an excellent, excellent Valentine's. She got me coffee socks. And I got her a kitten with a butcher knife pin. How romantic. Oh, it was though. It was beautiful. So, yeah. Let's see, anything else going on? God, it was a crazy day yesterday. Homes.com keeps throwing in work, which is great. And then, God, I don't know. I'm uncaffeinated. I'm rolling this cast without the assistance of chemistry caffeine or otherwise. So you'll have to bear with me. And I'm guessing at the length. I did this once. I think I did this once before. Once or twice before. But this may end up being a little longer than usual. So, let's see. So, what is it? Wednesday. I got gonna go do lunch with Abby tomorrow. Ooh, going to see Clue. Clue on stage. Clue colon something. There's a playhouse in Beaverton. They promoted this. Facebook ads work. I hate to say it, but Facebook ads work. But there was a place that was promoting this production of Clue. And that's in Beaverton, which is southwest rather of Portland. Not far, maybe half an hour. But I got tickets for that. And then, it's just going to be a busy week. I need to get my head about me. Get on with it. It's definitely more peaceful than walking down the city street. No crows. Well, it's not the city. This is suburban Portland. God, it's still and quiet. I can only imagine what the waveform of this audio looks like. It's like flat when I'm not talking. When I produce the audio for the regular Pearlcast, there's always this hum of the city. It's the city traffic. It's the crows. It's the whatever. I forget. Forget how peaceful it can be. It's nice, isn't it? It's interesting. I get up and, you know, fire up a Spotify playlist and get ready, ding-a-ding-a, and go out, do the walk, come back, put the playlist back on while I produce and post the episode, putz around a little bit, and be about the day. And it's like there's always sound, there's always vibration, there's always noise, music, something. And it's only now and I'm standing here, or walking here, in the silence. I really appreciate that solitude. It's like a blanket that just kind of wraps you up. Oh, that's really kind of nice. I like that. I care how long have I been blathering? Yeah, we're about that point. I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. Oh, wrapping it up for a Wednesday. Hump day, middle of the day, middle of the week. The balance, the tipping point. Shift your weight subtly to the left and the seesaw tips in a different direction. Liminal spaces, love them. Love them for their possibilities. Leverage that. Starting to sound like the demon I was playing last night. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope you discover something that was impossible years ago, in the past, something that was impossible. And I hope that smacks you upside the head and says, look at how amazing the world is right now. Look at the stuff that we're doing. You can have a beer and play Diablo 3 in a bar. Oh my God. Maybe not like that, but I hope something surprises you, something that has changed in the world since you were a part of it. Yeah. And however it goes down, you can always rely on the comfort and wisdom of Master Zigzag Claiborne, who says, despite everything, create. Create. Make stuff. Make... make... contracts for souls. Make... make costumes. Make sandwiches. Make stuff. Because it's how you play with the world, right? It's engagement. It's interaction. It's marvelous. So yeah, do that. And I will say love fearlessly because... I mean, there's a lot of ways to love, but I can heartily endorse the fearless flavor of love. It certainly seems to be working. And I'll do the same. And I will talk to you soon.